Sonka Jada Justice's Patrick O'Don falsely claims that a man cannot be raped in RSA law. Concerning words hit the website of South Africa's national public broadcaster, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, on Thursday. The gender NGO Sonka Jada Justice has claimed that women who raped a man on video could not be charged with rape because men, its spokesman said, can't be raped. Here's the quote now. Rape, as it stands, is about penetrating, and in the case of a man, it is not a woman who penetrates the man, but the man is actually forced to penetrate, and therefore it becomes a sexual assault, because this man has been unwillingly, without consent, forced to this sexual act, says Sonka Gender Justice's spokesman, Patrick Godana. As quoted by the SABC, in three women charged with sexual assault, not rape, Thursday, 6 October 2016 at 6:16. In the now-repealed common law, the crime of rape consists in a male having unlawful and intentional sexual intercourse with a female without her consent, according to Lawson. However, Section 68B of the Criminal Law, Sexual Offences and Related Matters Amendment Act No. 32 of 2007 clearly repeals the common law definition of rape, allowing the Act's definition to be the definition which counts in all rape cases. To quote Lawser's Act Summary of the Act, which causes penetration to be considered irrespective of who is penetrating whom. The statutory crime of rape has been expanded to include all forms of non-consensual sexual penetration and makes no distinction in terms of gender with regard to perpetrator or victim. Any person who unlawfully and intentionally commits an act of sexual penetration with the complainant without the consent of such complainant is guilty of the offence of rape. Sexual penetration includes any act which causes penetration to any extent whatsoever by A. the genital organs of one person into or beyond the genital organs, anus or mouth of another person, any other part of the body of one person, or any object, including any part of the body of an animal, into or beyond the genital organs or anus of another person, or the genital organs of an animal into or beyond the mouth of another person. The use of the word causes denotes the shift from the formally defined common law crime of rape, where a certain type of act was criminalized, to the materially defined statutory definition of the crime, in terms of which a certain situation, that is, sexual penetration, is brought about. Thus, rape is no longer a crime which can only be committed personally. Volume 6, 2nd edition, replacement volume, by W.A. Joubert, SCMA, LLB, LLD, LLDHC, Founding Editor, J. A. Farris, B.A.L.L.B., L.L.M., L.L.D., Attorney of the High Court of South Africa, Professor of Law, University of South Africa, Planning Editor, LexisNexis Editor, Ashleka Kanjan. Now, of course, we need to end this short audio presentation with the usual message. This article, while written by an attorney of the High Court, is provided for topic interest purposes only and is not legal advice. For legal advice, please book an appointment with your attorney and explain your own legal matters in the proper context for your attorney to provide you with such. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful day. My name is Mark Evan Orpierre, and I have been reading my article, Sonka Jada Justice's Patrick Godana falsely claims that a man cannot be raped in RSA law.